This
for
is
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to another program of For a Better Life here on IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Wahid Alawi. In this program, dear brothers and sisters, I would be talking about arrogance. Knowledge, like property and social status, brings about arrogance. And there is an important point that is necessary for us to tell ourselves as religious students or university students, and that is the danger that will ruin all our efforts if not understood properly. And that is the danger which is called arrogance or ghurur. And the person who has arrogance is called maghrur. This danger is found in every group of people, in all the segments of the society. And we talked in previous programs about threats. One of them was envy, which we talked about. The other threat is arrogance. These are the two threats that, according to our narrations, the scholars face the most. And if you don't deal with it early, then you would have huge issues in the future. And God forbid, you can also lead a whole community in the wrong path. The knowledge that one has in any field can cause arrogance, dear brothers and sisters. Do not let this arrogance penetrate your being. Arrogance destroys people, just like it destroyed Iblis, Satan, the devil, when he refused to prostrate in front of Adam alayhi salam. Why? Because he said, "You have created me from fire, and you created Adam from dust, mud, sand. This, I am better than him," caused him to fall. There is a tradition that says that the first sin on earth was Iblis' arrogance. He fell due to his arrogance to a place where everyone curses him. One is arrogant when he imagines himself to be of importance or imagines that he has special characteristics. For example, in North America, we see until this date racism, where you have police brutality killing innocent black youth or black people in the States. And you see this over and over again. And it has always existed, from the lynchings of the 19th century to putting them on stakes, putting fire on them, and to the lynchings of the 60s and 70s and the police brutality in the 80s and the 90s until this date. You see that some people see themselves far better than others just because of the color of the skin. You see the same racism in some European countries. You see racism in the Muslim Ummah, where you see that some think that they are better because of the color of the skin against their own brothers, their own brethren in the deen. And you see this over and over again.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand there crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in.
walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
In the heart of Islam, Mecca and Medina, even there you see racism against the pilgrims who come from all the different corners of the globe for the pilgrimage. And you see that some people who are citizens of that country treat them very, very bad because they are from certain undeveloped countries. Arrogance, dear brothers and sisters. Arrogance will lead us to hellfire. So one is arrogant when he imagines himself or herself to be of importance, or imagines that he has special characteristics. He thinks that he does not have any needs. He considers himself important because he has learned, for example, some technical terms, or he considers himself someone who does not have any needs because he has become rich and wealthy. Someone is more likely to become arrogant if his social status increases after he has gained knowledge, wealth, or a political status. When one becomes, for example, a president or a minister or an ambassador or a CEO of a company, and he sees greatness in himself, and that may lead to arrogance. So be aware, we should all be aware, dear brothers and sisters, when we feel that, is this arrogance what I'm doing now, or how I'm treating this worker, or how I'm treating this shop owner, is this arrogance? Am I seeing myself higher in status because I come from this country and he and she comes from another undeveloped country or not? We should ask ourselves this over and over again. Once upon a time, this arrogance led a whole nation. The nation I'm talking about is the United States of America, to have separate toilets for the colored people and the non-colored people, separate seats in the buses and the trains, separate water fountains where you could drink for colored and non-colored. The same goes for South Africa and the apartheid regime, where you saw that people with color could not be in the VIP section of a train. And actually, Mahatma Gandhi was one of those people who was thrown out from the train, even though he had the train ticket. He was thrown out because he was colored. Arrogance, dear brothers and sisters, and ignorance will lead us all to hell if we are not aware. Till next time, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon all of you, and try to implement this in our daily life. Try to implement these techniques and these feelings whenever we feel it. Try to implement it in our daily lives. Till next time, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon all of you.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. All I need. All I need. All I need. All I need.
Love is all I need.